Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, John. How are you?
I'm doing great. Lightning. Yeah, looks like a storm's rolling into Jersey. This is good. I'm happy.
Well, I hope you get struck because it'll make a good radio show. By the way, that was Moonshine Bandits. I had a lady actually write me this week, and she said, I really believe if your song in the beginning of the show goes too long and you guys wait too long to come on the air, well, you know what? Eat me. I like that song, Moonshine Bandits, and it kind
of. And, darling, if you didn't have so many grunt marks in one of your poops, you get out of the side and get out the toilet quicker. So let's go with that one and wait into the breadbasket. Woohoo! Look at that.
I love it. I just love how people like to critique what we do. It's just, you know what? I don't care. So what, lady? We like the song. I think we ought to give them cred because we use their song for
and they
our
allow
intro.
Us to use a song. It's not like we're using some 40-year-old song where there's no rights on it anymore. This one is not 40 years old. Therefore, we have to play the whole song to make the band happy so we can keep playing the song. So, hey, lady,
exactly. Cut
your pie hole.
And by the way, they're coming on our show. I'm still trying to work out the details, but Moonshine Bandits will be on this show. They are one of my
favorite bands,
and John Sue. Anyway, tonight.
Absolutely.
We have
tonight
a unique show tonight because we're having
We
ran
out of friends.
College show. we ran out of friends. We really have no guests because everybody says, I'm not going to be on your freaking show. No, I decided.
Well, it's also July 4th weekend. Everybody ran away. Everybody ran the freak away.
Actually,
they're like a bunch of little hedgehogs.
Actually, that's the truth. It was difficult to get anybody because of the holidays. So I said, oh, screw it. Let's just have a call-in show. So this is open
mic. Well, actually,
mic.
I didn't even ask anybody, but that's beside the point. I wanted to be with you, Frank. You and me with a couple time. I thought it would be just great for ratings.
Yes, I had one guest, but they forgot that it was Friday and they were going to a party, and so I said, oh, it doesn't matter.
Oh,
have
them call in from the
about...
party. That always makes for an interesting call.
Yeah,
we've done that.
Well, actually, I have done
that. Was
that.
Me.
Actually I've actually done that. That is a fun call. So if you want to call in and you
from
happen
a party.
To be the three or four people that are perhaps listening to the radio on a Friday before the Saturday. You know, everybody's celebrating tomorrow, by the way. I mean, the fireworks, the whole works. But if you want to call in, 714-242-72. If you don't call in, then that means that John and I have to talk for one solid hour about
You don't want
nothing.
That. You do not want
no,
that.
No, you don't. I advertised on Facebook. We'll find out if anybody's got guts to come on here. You can talk about anything, too. We don't care. Whatever you want
to talk
about.
Well, we try to keep politics and religion to a minimum because I just won't talk to you. You know, that just turns into a bunch. That's a shitstorm. It just doesn't matter who you're talking to.
Well, I've had a lot of people interested in writing me and asking you what time does it start? Is it East Coast time or is it West Coast time? Can you give me the phone number? Can we talk about anything? Can I promote my product? So here's your chance. Call
and you
in.
Know, you always write them back and say, and ask them a question too. Well, it starts at 9 o'clock. Do you have chlamydia?
I don't know. I don't know why. This always cracks me up.
I feel
people
that bread arising.
I've been doing this show. I started this show program 6 years ago. You and I have been on the air together for, I guess, almost gone on 4 months now. People still do not understand that we are East Coast. People still do not understand that they can hear the replay anytime they want to after the show.
Right.
If you missed the live show, you can always listen to the replay. But I have people write me all the time like, oh, darn, I missed it again. Well, guess what? Go
well, oh,
replay.
Darn, hit the on switch on your freaking computer, you moron. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Before we take calls, which, by the way, no one's calling, before we take calls, would you like to...
God, we're going to get intimate. This is going to be bad. We had a porn guy last week. Now we're going to get intimate amongst ourselves. This is going to get really, really ugly.
Would you like to talk about deer? Is there anything that's going on with conversations? That's con sauces, not conversations that you would like to talk about?
Well, yeah, actually. I love the music. Anyway, yes, actually, tomorrow at 8 a.m. in lovely Chatham, New Jersey, in the train station parking lot, we have one of my favorites of the farmers markets. Goes from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. It will not be raining until 3, so come on down. And on Sunday, we will be in the lovely Chester, New Jersey, which is another one of my favorites of the markets. We will be there from 10 to 3. Other than that, I'm going to be drinking a lot. That's pretty much it. Actually, we found out that we don't really the new house we bought. As many people may not know, we bought a house. Just bought a house, and we're getting it's kind of a shit storm now with the electricians, the plumbers, the carpenters, all kind of stuff. Redoing the house when we move into a good one. Well, we found out our backdoor neighbor is Walter and his lovely wife.
Whoa!
Wait a minute,
John, it's not good to have a backdoor neighbor.
Well, you know, hey, I spread cheeks from anybody,
maybe
baby. But please stop it. Now, anyway, so it's an older couple, and so Maggie's over there today, and they have a very well groomed backyard, and they got flowers and plants and all this crazy stuff going on back there. And they're between the two of them, they're probably about 412. And so, okay, that's fine. And they seem like nice people. But all of a sudden, now everyone knows, or many people may not, but I am kind of an animal person. My focus is rabbits. I love those little fuckers. They're awesome. They cause no problems. Well, these people in the backyard, they all of a sudden, they decide to trap them. Thing is, though, they trap chipmunks, they trap squirrels, they trap rabbits. It's one thing to trap them in a have-a-heart trap. That's all happy. That's all happy. If you're going to relocate him, which is never a good thing anyway. There's many – I'm not going to get into the whole thing. However, he doesn't. He lets them die in a cage. Sorry.
When something like that happens,
I'm not a big fan of that. Nor should anybody be. That is just wrong, dude. And this guy, I mean, and rabbits are one of the only creatures on God's green earth that can actually die of a heart attack. And he had a rabbit in there yesterday. Maggie saw him in the trap today, talked to Walter. He would not let it out of the trap. Maggie yelled at him and just walked away. So that bunny has probably gone to the other side because they probably died of fright, not knowing where it was. So that being said, we've already made a really, really good friends of our backdoor neighbors. This is going to be a battle royale.
And as you say that, I have to tell you a funny story. Last week,
I need the plasma rifle with the 40 watt range. What?
I think it was Saturday or Sunday. It was Sunday. I get a knock at my door, and it's my next door neighbor, which I don't really talk to them that often. We wave all the time, but we don't really get together. And so she's knocking on my door. This has something to do with bunnies.
Oh, now it's a her. Okay, good.
Well, her and him, but it was her.
Oh, both. Oh, nice. So threesome. Okay, cool. William Horne's out last week.
Actually, it was fivesome, but I got there. But anyway, she knocks on the door. She was drunk. She was so drunk she couldn't stand up. She had on one flip-flop and was missing her other flip. Kim, what are you doing? So she comes barging into my house. She goes, Grill, we need you next door. I'm like, okay. She goes,
okay.
Can you come
in a Bill Cosby kind of way, or where are we going with this?
She goes, we're having a pool party. Can you come over? I said, sure, Kim, I can come over. She goes, do you have beer? So
can you come naked?
They were invited. They needed more beer. But anyway, so I went over there. I said, can you make it back on your own, Kim? She said, I got to find my flip-flop. So I get over next door. Now, this is leading up to Bunny. Now, what's his name? Joe. Joe, my next door neighbor. He's a hunter. He's a bow hunter. Okay, and
he's got crabs. Okay,
he's a national champion. So we're sitting there on his deck. We're drinking beers. We're having a good time, and they get into a whole conversation about compound bows. And a rabbit comes out, and he says, "Brill, how far do you think that rabbit is from here?" I said, "Oh, I don't know, 50 yards."
I don't want to hear the end of this one.
He says 42.5, and I said, oh, really? He had it marked off in his backyard. I said, oh, 50 yards. He says, do you want me to go get my compound bow and show you how I can shoot? And I won't tell the rest of the story.
Oh, great. Yeah, that's great. So you got drunk people with broadheads throwing these things around at a high rate of speed around your neighborhood, but everybody's worried about somebody with a pistol.
If it makes you feel better, I stopped him and said, "No, don't shoot the bunny because my video partner is a big bunny fan." He goes, "I was just kidding you, Grill, but I had a good time."
No, he wasn't. He was going to pretend it was his wife's missing flip flop and nail the thing. Come on, please.
But it just made me think of that poor little bunny. Just about became dinner on the grill that night. But wait a minute, someone's calling.
Oh my God, no! Wait. Does it say FBI surveillance van?
No, they hung up when I said someone's calling. Hey, if you're calling, call
wrong
back.
Number.
Call back. All right. Well.
We're off to a roaring start. This is freaking awesome, dude. I love it.
714-242-5272. Well, this happened before. I told you the story.
Yeah.
About 2 years ago.
And the guy died. Yeah, that's great. So so the guy died. And so, one of us is going to keel over tonight. This is great. Someone call in. I feel like living for a few more days at least. Please call in.
Somebody did try. It lit up there for a second. So, what's going on with you as far as...
The call is coming from inside the house. What?
What's going on with you as far as DEF CON? You got any new products coming out with?
Actually, no. But the I'll tell you what, the we have the beef jerky, the pork jerky, and the hot steaks. Those things are going like crazy. I'm quite proud of it. I didn't think they're going to take off this much, and we haven't even gone wholesale yet with stores. We've got a bunch of stores that want the beef and the pork and all that stuff, but it's my beef, it's my pork. So I got to be very selective on the stores that I give my pork to. So I'm just kind of we're riding out the wave. I mean, no, I'm amazed at how many people have really. I've got some fantastic reviews on the stuff like that. But yeah, it will be wholesale soon. We've kept it to like a small batch stuff just to see how it goes for the last couple of months. And I'll tell you what, this shit's going. I don't care what anybody says. Maybe we'll start entering a couple of jerky contests. I'm a jerk. I got jerky. Hey, it's a perfect fucking mix. But anyway, try the jerky if you want. DefConSauces.com. It's cheap. Actually, what the hell's that? It was my defibrillator.
No, it's the phone ringing.
Yeah, it didn't ring last time. That was my ghost.
Hold on. Hello, this is Gray and Ideas Radio. Hello?
Uh-oh. This could be dangerous.
Nobody. Oh, well. If you're out there, if you want to call in. We'll talk about anything.
Well, that was different.
So I'm sorry. Wow. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but the telephone was ringing.
Yeah. Hello?
All right, I got to tell you a story about me about paying.
So, yeah, I guess you got a couple of
second
delay. What is it like, hello? Do you guys fuck cows? I mean, what happened there? what happened there?
I got to tell you something about Panko. I don't talk about Panko.
Oh, Panko. Panko. I got to get Panko music. I'm going to get some Panko music. Give me time.
Here's the story I've discovered. When you send 16 ounces of Panko, and I don't know how you do this with your product, a Panko, it costs
what?
A lot of damn money to ship. So I've been
are we learning something today? Oh my God, he is human.
But the problem is, people like the product, but they when it comes to shipping, I got to charge them. If I send them 2 1-pound containers, I have got to ship them UPS or FedEx Ground. It still costs nearly $21 to ship it, no matter
where
you're
shipping
goes.
It to. Where the hell are you shipping it to?
Everywhere.
No, anywhere. Okay, Tanzania is anywhere. Are we talking about Idaho? Are we talking about Virginia or Florida?
Yeah, like
what
Idaho,
are we talking about?
California, Florida.
Well, they're all different. Okay, well, welcome to the East Coast. If you order from Delaware, it would be $8. If you order from Kansas, it's going to be $12. If you order from Puerto Vallarta, it's going to be $48. If you order from Wisconsin, it's going to be $11. That's how it works. And I got grilled for years.
I have to ask a question. So do you ship by UPS, FedEx, or do you use the Postal Service?
Here's the way it works. We only ship out FedEx, and I'll tell you why. For one, I worked for UPS for 10 years. Okay, I know what happens behind closed doors. I don't ship UPS. We did. But they were the worst out of the bunch. Out of the three, they were the worst. Anybody who's ordered from us before knows we pack our product very, very well. We double wrap things in bubble wrap. They're packed like crazy in UPS. We have very small breakage counts. Well, when UPS got a hold of these freaking boxes, it was like Satan himself, or like stabbed it with a pitchfork and threw it to the next guy. It was an 18% breakage rate using UPS. Okay, 18%. We're shipping glass.
No,
you're not. Yeah, 18% on the average. All right, so think about that for a minute. Now, then we go to USPS. Oh, the lovely quasi-government society. That's a great one. They were breaking approximately 12 to 13%, which is better.
No,
it's better than private. It's better than private enterprise. This is quasi government enterprise, so they did a little better. But again, the costs they almost cost the same to ship. Then we went to FedEx. FedEx in the last 14 years, and this is on the average, they have broken less than 2% of our packages. So what do we do? We use FedEx. What's nice about FedEx? Well, USPS will give you no break unless you're shipping out like Pluto to Venus. With some massive weight, they're not going to give you any break. UPS, every 7 days, they reset your clock. So unless you're shipping out like thousands of packages every day, that's not going to do you any good. FedEx has a rolling discount. for the more you use them, the longer you use them, the better your rates. And we found
that's
FedEx. I am not a FedEx worker or whatever. I am not. I'm just saying. I'm just saying, man. From DEFCON, shipping out the tens of thousands of shit things we've put out in the last decade and a half, they are by far the best place with the least amount of breakage. And I don't know. I mean, there are some places in the United States where FedEx does not deliver. It's rural. It happens. Same thing goes with USPS. There are some places that FedEx will go to the USPS one. Now think about that for a second. And then, now for international, we're kind of forced to use USPS because they use FedEx planes.
Right.
But if you use
FedEx.
They charge more than USPS, but even though USPS is using FedEx planes to get the same box
all
to
right,
England.
I'm bored.
There you
No, but thank you. Okay. That's what I found. FedEx seems to be the best, but I'm going to a smaller package at the point of my story. It just costs too much to ship Honko.
Oh, so you're saying same price, less product. Oh, yeah. You're doing the Jersey thing. That's good.
No, I can actually ship it for a lot less, and it comes out on a per-ounce basis much cheaper freight-wise. So, anyway, that's what I've learned this past week.
Your packaging is pretty good. It's square, so it'll fit into a box easy. I mean that should fit into an 8x8x8 box. Where do you get your boxes from?
I got special boxes and it all fits. But when you ship that sucker to Florida or California, it's a $21 bill.
You have special boxes? Yes, special boxes.
Yep, I have special boxes.
Nice.
Made perfectly for the containers, but. I think I'm going to a smaller container. That's boring shit, but people won't keep asking, when are you going to sell your panko online?
Well, I'm still trying to work out all the details. Back up, pal. You just started making panko and shipping this stuff out, and you already have special boxes being made for you?
Well, you're worried about what they charge you for freight?
Wait a minute. You have custom boxes.
I ordered them from Uline to match the size of my packaging, you ding-dong.
Ding dong! No, you just said you had special boxes made.
Well,
no, Uline does not make special
orders.
Uline sells you the shit we all buy.
I have a measuring tape and I can figure out. I've been in packaging for 32 years, by the way.
God! Okay, Frank. On one side is inches, on the other side is millimeters. God.
Okay. Oh, whatever. Hey, I got.
Don't lick the side. You'll cut your tongue.
I got a food. I did that the other day on an envelope. I got a food story.
I'm not even going there. Nope. I'm going to leave that alone.
Check this out. I can't even believe someone did a study on this, but restaurant closings. Did you know this? Now, John, think about this.
Restaurants do close. That I knew.
Yes. They increased the crime in the surrounding area, according to a study in the Journal of Urban Economics. Researchers found that
when the food goes away from a neighborhood, they get angry and riot. Okay, that's great. That's awesome.
Researchers, listen to this. People actually pay for this shit. Researchers found restaurant closings in Los Angeles County, California, resulted in increased property crime and theft from vehicles. But crime levels return to normal if the restaurant reopens.
Isn't that special? Wow. Okay. So the pitchforks and torches are lit once they close, and once they basically raid the place and make it worth nothing, the people go back into the restaurant and have to pay out for hundreds of thousands of dollars to reopen the bitch, and then the crime goes down.
Yes.
Why would they go back and open it? I guess they live in the neighborhood.
Don't know. Hey, I'm just reading the food news. That story jumped out at me. I'm like, first of all, someone actually studied this, and second of all,
that's what we call that. No, we call that Monsanto food news, fake news.
I just thought it was interesting. Anybody wants to call in, you know, this is your chance. You're 15 minutes of flame here. It's 714-242-5272.
I promise to be gentle.
The telephone lines are open. Operators are standing by.
Open. I had a good one. Oh man. I fucked my finger up last night. I'm sitting there trying to cut open a goddamn plastic bag with a stupid knife. I made a noise like ow, And all of a sudden, Maggie came running, and she's got her EMT thing, man. It's so handy having an EMT in the house. I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
She comes running in the kitchen. What'd you do? I have no idea. I'm holding my finger with a clenched fist. I don't even want to see what I did because I know it's bad. I know it's freaking bad. I could feel the serrations drag on bone. I'm like, oh, God, this is going to be bad. Well, she wrapped me up quicker than spit, and this son of a bitch, I can't bend it, but it's oh, God, I love having an EMT in the house.
How did you do that? How did you cut it?
I was trying to cut open a plastic, actually a U-line package, the box, cutting that thing, and it slipped off the nylon thing. Left hand, index finger, tough knuckle, down to the bone. It's very, very cool. It'll heal.
Hey, here's another news story. Do you shop at CVS?
No. CVS around here, they suck.
Well,
they do. They suck.
CVS, this is what CVS is going to do. Their stores, they're going to test out a new layout.
Oh, good.
The candy and cookies are going to be moved to the middle and the back of the store. And the
that's fantastic.
And the pretzels, nuts, and dried fruit will be at the front of the store.
Now, so the nuts and the fruit, so you see them right when you walk in the freaking door. That's freaking phenomenal. Hey, what's up? Hi. Oh, God.
Well, I figure at 2 o'clock in the morning, CVS is open. Most of the time, people who are out there have been smoking drugs. They're looking for having a snack attack. So CVS.
And now when they walk in, they go right to the cloud nine. That's fantastic.
Yeah, but why would they move the candies and cookies to the back of the store?
So the stoners have to walk through the whole freaking store and like buy earplugs and shit before they get to the stuff they really want.
All right, just another.
You asked for an answer. I got stuff here too. Let's see. Going back to bunnies for a minute. God!
Look out! We have a call.
Barb,
hold on
still.
A second. Hit the button. Hello. Gray and IJs Radio. Thanks for calling. This is 804. Hello.
Hello.
Code 804.
Oh, man.
Hmm. Why is it the mutes call? Why can't we get somebody who can actually speak? It'll be nice.
There's something wrong with our phone.
Something's wrong with your phone the whole freaking season, dude. I mean,
you're
below the Manson-Nixon line. Things are a little different. Everybody's got crabs.
You were starting a story, and our phone caller messed you up, so go ahead.
Oh, yeah, pal, the one-eyed rabbit. Yeah, I want to call her Jack, one-eyed Jack, but that is whatever. But, I'm kind of weaning her back off the food because we're going to have to leave her, and this sucks. And people are like, why don't you just take her with you? It'll be easy to do because she runs up to me every day. I could probably reach out to pick her up, but I know not to touch the wild. I've been throttling back on the food just so she knows that it's not going to be here forever, and it sucks. I fed her tonight, and, man, she was right anywhere I went in the backyard. She's, like, hopping, oh, my God, about a foot off my heel. It's kind of sad.
So when do you officially move? Next week or this week?
Next month. No, we got about a month. Before we move in. So that's right now, like I said, now it's a shit storm. We got the carpenters, the electricians, the plumbers, the guys doing the floors. We got the refrigerator and the stove in. They are freaking awesome. It's the dark stainless steel. Beautiful stuff. Real, real beautiful stuff. And it was nice. So we would go to pick out, and we're having like the whole kitchen pretty much ripped out. And we got, it's kind of like a corner kitchen, and with that stupid wall thing. So the stupid wall thing is getting torn down because we're making it open, completely open. And so it's funny because Maggie had all these different she knows the wall's getting torn down, so she put all the different color paints she wants to use throughout the house. She wanted to know which ones I wanted to pick. Well, I had boots on, which I always do. I start kicking holes in the ones I want. It's so nice to be able to kick a hole in your own home and not get yelled at by your wife. It really is. I'm like, I like this one. Boom. I like this one. Boom. She goes, will you knock it off? I was like, try it. You like it. She goes, okay. Boom. Ooh, that is fun. So we're both kicking holes in walls. It was freaking awesome.
Yeah, it gets pretty funny because actually I used to kick holes in wall too because of my wife, but that's why I don't have a wife anymore. Okay. Nobody's calling. I got another story. Did you know since 1964 that we've broken a record and the inventory of hogs and pigs is the largest it's ever been since 1964?
Wait. Say that again.
Since 1964.
Maggie was talking to me.
Since 1964. Since records have
the year
been
before
kept
I was born,
far.
Yep.
You're younger than me, huh? I didn't know that. Anyway, the U.S.
Of course I am. I'm better looking.
Hogs,
please, will you?
Hogs and pigs total 71.7 million head. It's the largest. It's a 3% increase and the largest to date since 1964. So you know what that means, don't you? That means there's going to be some cheap bacon out there.
I was going to say ugly women,
yeah.
But okay, that's fine. We can go to Walmart and see that. I mean, that's easy to tell. That's simple. It's like, oh, God, she's got leotard shorts. Oh, my God, it's leopard print.
What's that got to do with my pig story?
I have no idea. I'm running with it.
All right. Do you eat your cruciferous vegetables?
My cruciferous vegetable? What am I eating this on a crucifix? What are you talking about? Yeah, I ate my salad with a crucifix. Yes, I am. This is salad for Jesus. Where are we going with this? Oh, my God.
If you eat cruciferous vegetables, so I had to go look up. I said, what the hell is
cruciferous?
Well, cruciferous vegetables are like broccoli. I've never heard that word before, but if you eat
cruciferous makes me not want to eat it. It's like something the FDA will shut you down for. You have cruciferous in your restaurant. You are not satisfactory. You're closed.
Why did the health department shut you down? Because
my wife was cruciferous. That's what told me. I punched his lights out, but she was just holding a bunch of broccoli. I didn't know that. I didn't know I didn't know that florets was illegal.
Well, according to this, broccoli sprout is a cruciferous.
Oh, sprout!
Vegetable.
Oh, wait. His name is Sprout. He works for Green Giant. Don't kid yourself.
Yeah, he does. It actually stops the harmful effects of diabetes in overweight adults. So it actually dropped the average glucose levels by 10% by just eating your broccoli. So mom knew that.
To tell you the guys honest truth, I eat you get those big bags of the broccoli florets. I'll be honest. I get down to Stop and Shop, whatever. Yeah, you know, running around sale, I get like a buck a bag. This is like a 1 pound bag of florets for like a buck. It's like the cheapest thing in. You're paying more for a bottle of water than you are for a pound of broccoli. Figure that one out. But anyway, I'll tell you what. Broccoli. If you blanch it real quick, you frozen whatever, you throw it in the water for a very short amount of time. Let's just soften up a little bit, and then cut it up a little bit and throw it in a whole bunch of like garlic and oil. Oh man, it's freaking good. I don't care what anybody says. Anything's good with garlic. I mean,
it's funny you should say that. Speaking of garlic,
oh no!
McDonald's did a test market in San Francisco and in Seattle, which I thought was weird places to do this, but they had garlic French fries, and it was such a big hit. 250 area locations last year they did the test, and they sold out in under 2 weeks. So now they're going to be doing more McDonald's tests on garlic fries. Being added to
good. No, I got to contact I got to contact McDonald's because I got garlic. Yes, I do. I got garlic for cheap. I got the bottom allium, got the bottom allium. What do you want? The hot? You want the soft? I tell you what. It's good, especially on fries.
Hey, anybody out there want to call in? I know you've tried. Try again. I think the phones are working. 714-242-5272. John, are you still there?
I am. No, I am. And I got to.
No,
you know,
the reason I asked you because my studio disappeared.
Are you that drunk again?
My studio, my screen disappeared. All right, if you want to call in.
We've gone through this before. First you move to your knees, then you stand up, and everything comes back.
I have no
idea. When you go right to your feet,
about.
All the blood runs out of your head, and you fall down again. We've been through this.
Okay.
Yes.
Would you like another food story?
Oh, why not? Let's hit in with the best. Come on, give me a good one.
All right. Well, here's something I haven't tried because I live out in the boonies. But you live in a fairly populated area, right?
Nobody lives in Jersey, only me.
Okay.
Less than out of Jersey. Turn out the light. Yeah.
Have you tried this? Have you tried this Uber Eats?
I've heard of it.
You've heard of it. Well, Uber.
I know. I've heard the term. No, I have not tried it. Uber Eats. No, I've heard the term. I've not tried it.
Well, they're having great success all over the country, and they charge.
Of course
$4.
They are. Because nobody wants to leave their fucking house. Most of the people don't even know what the goddamn neighbor's name is.
They charge you $4.
I want everything delivered to my house because I don't want to leave the house because there's germs and people out there. And I'm much more happy on Facebook trolling everybody because I'm the man that I think I am. It's like, please, get out the freaking house. Go to a goddamn restaurant. Don't have anything delivered to your house. Get out there and meet people. It's called humanity.
Well, what I'm surprised about is Uber Eats actually has, on average, 100 different local restaurants lined up on their Uber Eats program, and they charge you $4.99. You can call up the restaurant, say, I want whatever, the Bung Chow chicken.
Yeah. The Bung Pow. Yeah. Give me the Bung Pow. Yeah, get a Bung Pow. Yeah. I'll be sitting down when I eat it.
And they charge you $4.99 to deliver it. But it's
can I have
business.
The balloon not baboon straws, please? Can I get an order of them, please? I take the large.
And yes, I am drinking vodka in case if you've noticed, I'm laughing a lot tonight. All right, what else do we have?
You're laughing because I'm freaking funny, dude. That's why you're freaking laughing. I am.
That's
I am
exactly
funny. I look in the mirror every morning. I laugh. It's fantastic.
Hey,
are
you on Facebook? Are you on Facebook right now?
No, I'm standing in front of my house drinking a beer. I wish we had screenshots I could put up. I'm standing up front. I'm waiting for the storm. I felt some really, really big drops. That usually means it's going
to
be a big storm, and all of a sudden, God stopped pissing. That's the end of it.
I'm trying to send an ad on Facebook to tell people to call in, but for whatever reason, the system's not working. That's why I was asking.
Yeah, because you have to drop the AOL account.
714-242-5272. By the way, I don't know if you heard that Walgreens was planning on buying Rite Aid. Well, that deal fell through this week. And Rite Aid has...
So what are they
going to
name that? Wal-Aid or Rite Greens? I mean, where are we going with that?
I know. Well, Walgreens got smart. Instead of buying the whole company, they're going to only buy half of the stores, and they're going to pay $5.2 billion dollars for it.
And will they have the pretzels and nuts in the back or in the front?
Well, no, that was CVS. CVS is going to have
the same freaking difference, dude.
I don't know what Walgreens.
It's the same. It's the same freaking thing. You see weird people. It's like a weird Walmart. You know, you got people. Everybody's there for the drugs. They all line up. And half of them are going to that little booth on the side, checking their blood pressure. God knows when that thing was calibrated last. Everybody stands up and they're going to die because the thing wasn't calibrated since 1962. And so they stand in line with the rest of them. Well, I need this. I was supposed to get 40 of them. Why are you only giving me 20? That's what the doctor. Well, he's wrong. Yeah, the doctor's wrong. Yeah, I'm standing behind
him.
Exactly,
I'm like,
what,
right. What is
you
that?
Get the fuck out of my way. I need Zyrtec. I need Zyrtec D because it has, oh my God, it has, the meth drug thing in it. The decongestant. Can I please get in front of you because you're going to be arguing for half an hour and I don't have that time to waste.
You're right. And people go back in the back and they wait in line for their prescription and they all take their blood pressure because they have nothing else to do. While the old man's complaining about his Cialis pills, he's supposed to get 20, and he only got 10.
I only got a hard on for 2.5 hours. Supposed to go for at least 3. What the hell's wrong with these drugs? Let me talk to Merck. Put Merck on the phone. I want to talk to Merck.
All right. Do you shop at Costco?
Nope. They changed. I think they dropped American Express. It was a massive hit to American Express, by the way, because
really?
American Express sucks. American Express is kind of like the rotary dial of the credit cards now. They've gotten that. No, I'm being honest. I just made that up. I thought it was kind of good.
I'm sure they're glad you said that.
I don't really give a shit. They dropped me in 1983 and then tried to bring me back in about 2011. I told them to go fuck themselves. But anyway, my point is American Express, when they had that, you had to have an American Express account to shop at Costco. What the hell do I want an American Express account? That's like me fascisti, too fascisti. It's a horrible credit card. And so the screw them. And thank God Square. Square. I use it a lot. I'm not a member. I don't work for them. Square is the best because Square is the only one of those little zip strips that you can use like at a farmer's market
yeah.
to take people's credit cards
yeah.
that actually takes American Express. They don't take Carte Blanche or Diners Club, but yeah, they do take American Express.
Are you done with your?
That was like a Robin Williams rant. I'm proud of myself.
I hope I don't hang myself.
Tell a
story about Costco. You got into American Express. Costco is testing a burger at its prepared food counter. Now this doesn't make any sense to me, but
they're testing a burger. Was it human meat?
No, they tested a burger in Seattle and California. The burger features an organic
patty. That's a good choice.
Romaine lettuce, smoked Thousand Island dressing.
Smoked Thousand Island dressing. Okay, so he scooped it up in the Los Alamos plant. I mean, oh my lord.
Tomatoes,
smoked Thousand
Islands.
Oh, we called it the Bikini Atoll. We scraped it off the rocks from the Bikini Atoll. So it's got a little bit of strontium 57 in, but don't mind that. It's only got a half life of about 5,000 years.
So what they're going to do, I guess they're going to actually have these already prepared in at their food counter, and when you go through and like your salad bar and all that, they're going to have these pre-made burgers all ready to go.
Ew.
Didn't they do that back in like in the day of McDonald's?
Can you say automat? See that?
Yeah.
I'm younger than you and know about that, bitch. I win.
Yeah,
I
really.
That's an automat, but it's not made by people. It's made by robots. That's the difference. That's the whole $15 an hour thing. We can go. That's the whole topic amongst itself.
Here's another food story. Chobani. Have you ever had the Greek yogurt? Chobani, how you say it?
I do not eat yogurt for one specific reason.
Why?
It looks like a sexual discharge from a male. I do not eat yogurt. I refuse to eat yogurt.
Oh, well.
Nope, not going to do it. I don't care if there's fruits or nuts or whatever's in there. It ain't going to make it any better.
You won't be happy about this story. Chobani is entering the non-Greek yogurt market and I'm launching Chobani.
Oh, the non-Greek
yogurt.
Oh, non-Greek. So are the Greeks mad about this? Are they going to fight?
A low-fat classic yogurt that is marketed as having twice the amount of protein as competing.
Wait, low-fat classic yogurt. What the hell does that mean? A classic yogurt. It starts with a Y. It's classic. What the hell does that mean? Oh, my God. Can it write music? At least be classical yogurt.
Speaking of shrimp.
Moving right along. That's awesome. Dude, this is like Weekend Update. We should do one of these, everyone. This is like Weekend Update.
We really should.
It really is.
Speaking of shrimp, commercial shrimp landings in the Gulf of Mexico through May are at their highest since 2006. So I guess all that oil is out of the Gulf of Mexico now. According to the Southern Shrimp Alliance, Gulf shrimpers have harvested a total of 30.3 million pounds of shrimp this year, which is up from 23 million just last year. Which what?
And the best part is when you cook them up, you don't need oil.
What does that mean, Sir John? What does that mean to the prices of shrimp?
Well, that means they're all going to look like tiger shrimp because they're going to have little black straps on them, kind of like molasses. But that's fine. You won't need oil in the pan, so now you're going to piss off Wesson. It's all good. It's one big happy circle.
Yeah, that's true. They're pretty oiled. That's pretty good. I like that. They're eating oil.
Well, no, see, the dinosaurs died a long time ago, and they became stuff. And we use the stuff. And we're not the only ones who use the stuff. Other things eat oil as well. We don't talk about that part because Al Gore doesn't look good in that light. But anyway, eat oil. They do. I mean, look at the 80s. If it wasn't for oil, whose hair would look good? But, I mean, you know, it kind of goes that route. But I'll run with it. I mean, if it's a boon, that's great. I hope the shrimp don't kill people. I hate to see the Chernobyl shrimp showing up on shore. At least you could catch them at night. You could see them. But, I mean, it is what it is. Or the Fukushima plant. Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. Did you see that one? That's a great one. The Fukushima plant.
Yeah, I saw that. We have talked 45 minutes, and we have had no callers. 714.
I think I said because they love us talking amongst one another. It's like a snuggle party. You
five,
and me are snuggling. We're like hitting each other softly with pillows and listening to Beethoven. Oh no, Brahms is better for it. Yeah, Brahms.
It is kind of like pillow talk for us, isn't it?
Yeah. Bite that pillow. Yeah. It is. It really is.
All right. You want to know a food story?
Head down, bite. What?
Do you want another food story?
Why not?
We were talking about delivery services earlier, and so good old Target has decided to get in. And Target is launching a next-day home delivery service pilot. It's called Target Restock. It's initially available to customers in Minneapolis and allows online shoppers to fill a box with up to 45 pounds of household items for only $4.99 per box.
Heart beat still.
I'm not making
now, is the box gender neutral, or would that be a female? Oh, my God. Think about it.
Target Restock.
Target is reaching. Target's president screwed up so bad with that transgender bullshit. Reaping the benefits of his stupidity. That's what's happening right now. The restock. So if you can put 40 pounds of our crap in a box, granted, it won't be the stuff you ordered, but it'd be the stuff that was kind of like on sale. And we're gonna give that to you,
no,
but you're gonna be happy because it came from Target.
No.
It's a French right?
Actually, they've got 10,000 SKUs that are available in this pilot program.
Good. I'm glad. And you spin the UPC wheel, the wheel of horror. What's going to arrive from Target today? Oh my goodness, I must have a Target on my back. Oh my goodness.
All right. Hey, it's 4th of July almost, and people eat lots of avocados. Take a wild guess.
I have to interject. You said 4th of July. Did you know that fireworks are no longer illegal in New Jersey?
No kidding.
Check that shit out, huh?
That
means I can go down Route 78 just into Pennsylvania, go to my little Phantom Fireworks, and hand in my little Jersey license and say, what's the destination? Virginia. No, I can say Jersey. Makes me so happy.
You can shoot off fireworks.
Yeah, I can shoot off anytime I want. It's my own house.
I knew that was coming. Okay. Where was it?
You're shooting an eye out. Watch out.
Avocados on the 4th of July. Just take a wild guess.
Is the weirdest freaking.
Wait a minute. How many pounds?
Looks like a plumb bob gone wrong.
How many pounds do you think are eaten just on the 4th of July holiday?
I don't care. I think avocados are one of the nastiest things that God. I think God put that on the planet for a joke. It's like you buy this thing, looks like a plumb bob gone wrong. Okay, and you leave. Okay, it's hard. Oh, I have to put it on the shelf. I have to put it in a new bag. Or I got to put it under my ass. I got to do it. I can do this for a couple of days. I waited too long. Now it's rotten. And then you get it on the right day, and you cut the fucker open. And what do you got? 90% in the middle, a goddamn pit. What are you gonna do in a pit? What are you gonna do with this freaking thing? Put it into a cannon? I mean, you're buying like a 3-pound fruit and getting like 1 ounce of happiness out of it. You gotta be kidding me.
Those
it's like buying Lay's potato chips in a 5-pound bag and getting 2 ounces of return.
Okay, the answer to my trivia question is 100 million pounds of avocados are eaten during the 4th of July.
No, that's 1 million, 100 million pounds of pits. It's not avocado. Avocado is that little film around the pit. That's all it is. It's that little teeny, like, little green, like, mucusy film thing that oh, God. It's like the booger you can't get out of your nose. But it's just that little, hey, that little green slime around the pit. Oh, it's so freaking nasty. That's what you're paying for. This must be Mr. Avocado. Mr. Avocado.
I'm going to try it again. This is Green Ideas Radio, and you're calling in area code 206. Who's calling?
Yeah, this is Seth with Culinary Anarchy. I was finally able to give you guys a ring. How y'all doing tonight?
Hey! Who'd you say you were? Who are you?
Culinary Anarchist, man.
I'm Seattle. Yeah.
Ah,
what's up, buddy?
There you go. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Sorry, it's been a weird day. How you guys doing on this fine evening?
Oh, doing quite well.
We're doing wonderful. You're the first caller that made it through. We've been having some problems with our phones, so welcome to the show.
No, wait, Frank, no, there's no we in that. It's you have been having problems with the phones.
Dude, you're on my boat, so we're we right now.
You're on my boat. I am now the captain.
So what's going on with you? You're actually doing some kind of dinner service right now, right?
I was actually supposed to be. We were kind of slow, so I decided to take a walk, get a cup of coffee, and give you guys a ring, and kind of waiting on my phone to call me and let me know if I got to get back to my kitchen sooner than later. But until then, I'm going to enjoy sunshine and the old fat joint
cup
of coffee.
Cool. Now, where are you
absolutely
located?
Cool.
I'm not in Seattle right now, so... you never know with me. At any given time, I can pop up anywhere in the country. But, yeah, now Seattle's where I'm kind of basing myself out of right now.
If you said the Sea of Tranquility, you got to call you out on that.
I love it out here, man.
I went to Seattle last year. That's one of my favorite places. I went up there. I went down the shore, down to Ocean Shores and that area, and great seafood there. If you want to tell people do you have a website you want to tell people about?
Tell them about Culinary Anarchy and what I'm trying to do with that. I mean, I'm not trying to overly self-promote here, but I think kind of what we're doing goes along the same veins. And, pretty much what I'm trying to do is kind of change people's attitudes about food and cooking and get away from this pretentious fine dining bullshit and get it back to the simplistic basics.
There it is.
A lot of people don't cook because they have the wrong attitude. They're intimidated by it. They think that they have to measure everything out to the exact thing. And our culinary scene has lost its ability to have its feel. We're so used to measuring
everything. I totally agree.
Digital.
True.
You got to cook like
it's
you
like
suck,
that,
man.
It's like that blue apron.
Dude, what's your first name? Instead of calling you CA, what's your first name?
Seth,
okay. To me, when you're measuring stuff out, that's called baking. When it comes to actually cooking, it's let yourself go, dude. You're not gonna like find your own boundaries until you start experimenting in the kitchen.
Well, one of the guys that I'm doing an interview or an article on a coffee shop running, guy uses digital scales and all that, but he talks about non-stuff, not constantly tasting, constantly having that feel. But at the same time, utilize the technology that's out there, man. There's a lot of really cool shit that we have to play with that we didn't have 100 years ago, that we didn't have 20 years ago. And so you might as well utilize it. The problem comes when you start foaming everything, when you start sous-viding everything, when you start getting lazy and start relying on your Bluetooth thermometer instead of your own senses and your own judgment on if the shit's done or not.
Did you say sous-vide?
Whatever, I can't even.
No, I'm glad you did because I can't stand that crap.
You know what, man? One of the best steaks that I've ever had in my life was cooked. But
really?
No kidding.
Honestly, you know what? Like I said, it's got some uses, but the problem is people overuse the shit out of everything, and things become trendy, and things, there's no sense of balance anymore.
I agree.
And they want to start doing everything they possibly can with it.
Right.
Well, sous vide, to me is like it's like when you cook with sous vide, it's like cooking in like a little miniature hot tub, and there's something about
it
that.
Is.
It's just
I have a hard time wrapping my mind around that. Yeah, just for me, it doesn't work.
Oh no, I mean I'm the same way, dude. I'd much rather cook over open fire. I can't stand working with induction. In fact, one of the terms that I have when I go to a kitchen is if it's an induction kitchen, I won't work in it. if they try to use Cisco. I won't work there. So, I mean,
right.
I definitely feel you guys on that.
Well, no, I think you got a great attitude with that. I appreciate that. I really, really do.
Well, we appreciate you calling in, and if people want to check you out, I'll post your information on my
yeah,
Facebook,
please do. That'd be great
after the show, and that way that people can find out who you are, and they can contact you, get more information.
Well, the whole name, Culinary. That's an awesome name too. The Anarchist. I love it.
It is. It is.
Thank you. Well, I mean, it's, you know, I'm not trying to be a gimmick, but like I said, you know, it's one of those things where when you're cooking, you have to be able to know how to break the rules.
Cooking isn't like when you're in your own kitchen and you have everything at your own disposal. Cooking is being able to, people give you a whole bunch of, okay, you're in somebody else's kitchen, here, make this. You have no idea what they have. You open up the cabinets, oh God, and you come up with a gourmet dinner, and they're amazed by what you came out with. That's cooking.
Well, and that's what I've often told people is some of the best meals that I've made were in total strangers' kitchens at 3 o'clock in the morning while I was blacked out drunk after the bars closed.
My God, yeah, exactly. Yes.
Yeah, I went around circles out of the fridge, out of the cupboards, and next thing I know, you know, 20, 30 minutes later. There we go. And
five minutes later, we're all doing whippets. Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
All good cooking.
So.
When you want something good, when we want something good, there are no rules when it comes to cooking. That's to me, that's the best way to cook. You just throw it in the pan, figure it out your own yourself. This Blue Apron shit where people have to buy it and it's already pre-made for them. Oh, come on.
Ech. We call that lazy.
Yes, it's called lazy. Oh,
I don't have enough time. Well, then make time.
Exactly.
We all can.
Thank you for calling in, dude.
Absolutely, man. Had a great time, and we will be in touch. All right, you guys.
Come on back on. I think we're going to be doing more of these, just like talk things, because they are kind of fun. It's like a weekend update with a twist.
I'd love to join in anytime you'll have me. So get in touch, and we'll do something. All right.
All right, good. Thanks.
All right, you guys have a good one.
All right, so
you got it, man.
Yourself a caller. All right. Speaking of inventions on food, here's one last thing on my news. Frito-Lay has just filed for a patent, and they developed and created a stable, here's your favorite word, yogurt chip.
Okay. Wait, stop. Rewind, stop. Okay, stable yogurt chip. That means... that they came out with an unstable yogurt chip, and that's the one I want. I can throw that at my neighbors that I don't like. I got an unstable yogurt chip. Step back,
pal. You're going to love this. It's shelf-stable, and the yogurt chip will stay stable on the shelf for 1 month. But it could be potentially stored for up to 9 months in the refrigerator.
And if it's not sold in that time, becomes a Pokemon, breaks out of the bag and eats your neighbors. That's fantastic. Oh, that's great. That sounds like Monsanto on steroids, dude.
Well, we made
a stable yogurt chip. A stable yogurt. That's where ending the show is a stable yogurt chip.
We had three callers.
A stable yogurt chip.
One got through.
Stable yogurt chip.
Stable yogurt chip.
I prefer stable yogurt chip. It's still stable.
All right. We're almost
done. Have horses
time.
In it. It's just stable.
You got anything else you want to add?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I was actually listening. I was listening to a classic song today on the radio on the way home, and I blasted this thing. My ears were almost bleeding. Rhyme of the Ancient Mariner by Iron Maiden. I was listening to that on the way home.
I love that. I love
that my
song.
God, I had forgotten about that song. What an awesome freaking song. That was like my happy time today. It was like, oh my God, dun, 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 dun. Oh, it was freaking awesome, and it was that made my day. And it doesn't take much in my little world. With the shit
no,
I got going on now. But, all hail the bunnies. They rule you. You just don't know it yet. That's pretty much it. But, if you're going to be listening, next week we will be back. Same bat time. And I'd say same bat channel. Come on and be part of the fun, man. This has been something a little out of the ordinary. I think we got to do this a little bit more often. I think we're going to get more callers over time.
Yeah, I think so. Everybody have a nice 4th of July. And if you want to shoot off some fireworks, go to New Jersey. We'll see you next week.
Hey.
Big B, New Jersey.
Let's go.
I'm an outlaw. Give me two shots. We don't need a radio. Bring a jukebox for my outlaws. Bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops. I'm a whiskey drinking SOB. If you don't like that, then you won't like me. I'm an outlaw. This outlaw shit, and they can't stand it. 2011, now I'm back with the moonshine bandit. It's that country hip hop with this white trash renegade. Staying real motherfuckers till they put us in the grave. Pistol in my pocket, now it's straight at your dome. You're the type of kid that should have just left it alone. We stay whiskey drinking, bottle breaking, girlfriend taking. Think I really give a fuck? You must be mistaken. B.I.G. capital B, the rest is history.
I'm a whiskey drinking SOB. If you don't like that, then you won't like me. I'm an outlaw.
Give me two shots. We don't need a radio. Bring a jukebox for my outlaws. Bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops. For my outlaws. Give me two shots. We don't need a radio. Bring a jukebox for my outlaws. Bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops. I'm over 1% patches on the leather vest. And every outlaw biker that I met on the west, I'll probably never see the Opry. If I did, I'd laugh. I'd probably break some long necks, then go out like cash. They bumped me in the prison, Tracy and San Quentin. You can blame the fast living or the whiskey and women. Radio don't need to love me, but they need to respect it. I'm here to pick the pieces up where Bob Rock left it. I've done a few shows where the sheriff won't go, and some of those shows were with David Allen Coe. I'm at the motel sleeping, the truck stop eating, a different dive bar drinking every other weekend. Like a trucker driving 18, I only slept two. My neck stays red and my collar stays blue. K3 knows me and Shooter does too. If you don't like them, then I don't like you.
I'm a whiskey drinking SOB. If you don't like that, then you won't like me. I'm an outlaw.
Give me two shots. We don't need a radio. Bring a jukebox for my outlaws. Bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops. For my outlaws. Give me two shots. We don't need a radio. Bring a jukebox for my outlaws. Bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops.
Let me get that mic one time. I'll show you how a southern boy does it. And pour another round for my moonshine cousin. A toast to the west, courtesy of the south. Brought to you by Colt Ford. People all aboard. It's the midnight rider. Call me baby Bo Sleepers. For truckers and one percenters, I'm the southern representative. The midnight rider. A shotgun shooter. Real bad motherfucker. I'm the liquor store looter. Any way you want it, I can give it to you, baby. If you work it just right, maybe you can get the gravy. Damn, Katy Perry was right. This Cali girl need to come to the south and see that southern swirl. I'm a mud-digging, frog-gigging, blue-collar man. Love Waylon Jennings, Skinner, and Uncle Sam. What you see is what you get. That's all that I am. If you don't like that, I don't give a damn. Cause I'm a whiskey-drinking SOB. If you don't